All right, welcome to another podcast. I'm Corey Jones with Safety Man Security Consulting, safetyman.co. Be ready with Safety Man Podcast. Be ready with Safety Man on RVN TV. This podcast, I have a great guest today. His name is Anthony Sicali. He has 16 years of law enforcement experience, including an active shooter instructor and a firearms instructor. He works with Play USA Casino Media Company, and he's a professional poker player. Why does Be Ready want to have you listen to Anthony? Because he's going to talk about how you can be ready to protect your winnings and other things to keep you safe while you're at a professional poker or any other gambling place. Anthony, welcome. Tell me a little bit about yourself, brother.
Hey, how's it going? Thank you for having me today. So I have some past law enforcement experience, but I do a lot of stuff with casinos. I play poker professionally. I'm in casinos every month. I travel to a lot of different casinos. I actually just got back from a new one. We'll talk a little bit about that. So I thought this would be a great topic because going around, we've obviously had the incident in Vegas a couple years ago, and it's something that there's been incidents in the past where people kind of, you feel like you're in a safe environment, but there's a lot of things going on in the casinos. So I just want to kind of bring some things to light, and we can maybe hopefully make people a little more safe.
For sure.
When they're in the casinos. And, nothing major, but just little things to look out for. And that's what I kind of want to think. Because, I mean, like me and a lot of other players that I know, we're carrying serious amounts of cash on us. And, it kind of makes for an easy, soft target. So we're going to try to avoid that and maybe give some tips on stuff. So thought it'd be good to come on today and we talk about this stuff.
That's excellent. For sure, definitely want to keep our listeners ready for all types of things. And I'm sure pretty much what you're going to say hopefully will dovetail into other things that we've been teaching you in your law enforcement career, my law enforcement career, and what I do now with Be Ready is pre-planning, right?
So yeah.
Top on your list, you were talking about an incident before. Did you want to talk about
that? Yeah, so the first thing that kind of came to mind, this is why I was like really smart. So every year in Las Vegas is the World Series of Poker. I travel out there every year for a week or two, and it is the mecca of the poker world is happening there. And so this year in the years past, it's been at the Rio, which is a huge facility. And, this past year, there was a big story going around on Twitter. I'm not going to mention the guy's name cause I don't want to call him out or whatnot, but, he put on Twitter that he was walking to the parking lot. He got robbed in the parking lot, for a good amount of money. And, that story kind of made its rounds on the internet. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, there's some things to start to talk about and look at. And so the first thing I would say is, he got robbed in the parking lot apparently, okay? So we know there's cameras in there and the guy's gonna eventually get caught and the police are gonna do their job and whatnot. But we wanna avoid those situations before they happen,
for
right?
Sure.
Because sometimes just seeing cameras is like a false sense of security.
Yeah.
We think, okay, because they're monitoring, but they're not always staring at them, So they're not gonna say, oh, that guy in the parking lot's getting robbed, send in the super squad, It doesn't happen like that.
Only on TV, right?
Yeah, only on TV, right? So we got to kind of take that false sense of security, even though you are being watched and is being monitored. We got to realize that we still got to be proactive in those things. So first thing is this, and I've done it before myself, and things kind of weird at first and maybe like, I don't want to say embarrassing, but it feels a little bit off. You win a bunch of money, you're all excited, you're all juiced up, and you want to go and tell everyone to run out. If you are by yourself, and you drove there by yourself, ask for a security escort to your vehicle.
They'll do that for you?
They'll do it. Yeah. And they without hesitation. I've done it before. You can do it anywhere where you're cashing out. You can ask a floor man. A floor man is like the manager of the casino. You can ask the cashier and say, hey, can I get a security escort to my car?
Right, yeah.
Takes about 2-3 minutes probably waiting, and that's it. And they'll walk right out to your car. So that way you got a guy with the radio, you got presence with you, because, we both know that criminals are looking for soft targets.
Right.
Right?
Of course.
So if I'm going to make a robbery and I see a guy now with a security guard, am I going to really go after that? Probably not.
Yeah, wait for the next one, right?
Yeah, we'll wait for the next one. We'll wait for the softer target, right? Yeah. The guy that's by himself, the girl that's by themselves.
Right.
And so seeing a security guard, a security car right there, even just driving next to you, you can even say to, hey, listen, you don't have to walk me out, but would you mind following me, out or whatnot? So that's definitely a big tip, is don't be scared to ask for the security escort, because they'll do it. And you don't got to make a big show about it. And I think that's what kind of feels like a little embarrassing or whatever. Like, you know,
yeah,
do I want this big show? Or I've done this a million times. Why do I need to do it? But if you got a sizable amount of money on you, why not, right? Right.
And this, the bad guys might not know how much you have, right? They just know you have something. You have more than they have.
Yeah, and so poker players stand out, right? We, you know, we're usually dressed like slobs and t-shirts and hoodies. And
well, your shirt today says Play USA on it.
Yeah, so this is, today I'm repping the Play USA brand, my casino media group that I work for and stream for. But yeah, but usually, you know, we're wearing hoodies, we just wear baseball caps, and we wear book bags, you know, so it's an easy target to realize that there's probably some cash in the book bags. Side note on that too, and this is another one. I wrote down some notes of some ideas, and I know you've talked about it before. It's like Uber drivers. So a lot of, you know, jumping from casino to casino, especially in Las Vegas, because there's so many. You're taking Ubers from place one to place, you know, A to B, you know, because I don't have my car out there in Vegas, right? Right. One thing I highly recommend is you get in the car with the Uber driver. You stand out, and they'll say, oh, and they know you're coming from a casino, right?
Right.
You know, so I would say don't tell them you're a poker player. Don't tell them you're a gambler or a casino gambler. Because even though they're on the record, doesn't mean their friends aren't and say, hey, I just dropped this guy off. He's got 20 grand of cash on him. You know, he was telling me all about his wins, you know?
Right, right. Sure.
So, and they always, you know, Uber drivers are friendly or Lyft or whatever, and they want to make a conversation. So I always just tell them something boring when I get in the car now. That, like, they'll say, because I stay now and I look like a poker player, and they'll say, and I'm coming from the poker area. Yeah. So they'll say, oh, you playing the poker tournament? I said, no, I work there. I'm just one of the IT guys of running software all day. And they're like, oh.
You know, like, yeah, then they're shut down, right?
Yeah, they're like, oh, that's, you know, and I just make it seem like I had a long day at work and I don't want to talk about it, and they just let it be, you know, and so that's, you can have friendly conversation, but, you know, I don't want to let them know, hey, I got 10 grand cash in my pocket right now. You know?
Exactly. And see, you've done this for a while, so what the listeners need to figure out is if this is your first time or if you're just hanging out with some friends and you happen to win big, take a step back, slow down, and listen to what Anthony's going to talk about, right?
Yeah. And if you are at the casino with friends, you know, make sure that's another walk out as group, right? That's a simple one too.
Yeah.
One guy robbing four people is a lot less likely than robbing one-on-one.
Exactly.
You know, because these guys aren't stupid. You know, this isn't like, you know, you're walking down the street, it's an instantaneous thing. These guys are planning this out, you know? They're driving to the casino, they have a plan in mind. They're gonna look for the softest target they can find, the easiest getaway, the fastest. You know, they don't want to get hurt. They don't want to get injured. They don't want to get caught. So four guys and a couple girls walking together is a bigger battle than they want to deal with.
But, exactly. Yeah, so you push the target down the street.
Yeah, seriously.
All day.
Now, there's been incidents in the past. I'll try not to name the casinos because I don't want to throw anyone under the bus. But we're in South Jersey area here, so this is my homeland. But there's a lot of casinos in Atlantic City, Philadelphia. And there's been cases, I know we talked a little bit about people getting robbed, getting followed home.
Right.
Yeah. And that's another thing to look for. You know, see if, you know, you get excited, you're juiced up, you know, you forget all these things, right? It's like almost like a tunnel vision,
yeah.
Law enforcement, but it's now with money. You're like, I'm so excited, you know, I got all this money. Maybe, you know, try to take notice. Is someone following you out of the parking lot?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You know, a side note, well, actually, follow up on that. Back when I worked in narcotics, that was one of the things they used to tell us is when you're leaving a deal, practice counter-surveillance tactics when you're driving, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, make three lefts, drive in an actual circle. If somebody follows you all the way around in a circle, they're following you. They're not
just driving. They're not just random. That's not random.
Yeah, and then pay attention and then figure out what your game plan is after that.
Yeah.
You're saying.
Yeah, and just try to take quick notice. Like, hey, you know, see. And then, you know, if that's the case, you know, get on the phone. You can call 911 and, you know, say, hey, I got this suspicious car following me. I just left XYZ casino or whatever. But now it's a real thing. I have a story. Myself personally, I had a kind of scary incident one time. And it was actually on my honeymoon at the time when I used to be married. We were down in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like a huge deal, but it just kind of like my spider senses went off. So we went to Atlantis Casino one night, which is at the Bahamas, but we were staying on a resort. So we were taking taxis there and back. And so I'm there and, you know, we're all dressed up, me and my ex. And, you know, we look like maybe we have some money on us. We're going to the casino. We look nice. And I just remember on the way home, I remember the route that we took there. So I always try to remember the routes I'm going. Same thing with Uber drivers, taxis, and stuff like that. Just kind of remember an idea like where we're going, especially in a new environment. So we go to the casino, and we weren't even really gambling. We're just kind of there to hang out. And on the way home, we get in this kind of like taxi, but it's, you know, it's another country, so it's not the same laws. It's a little more shady. It's just some random people like in vans and stuff like taking you around. Yeah. And you're like, oh my god.
Seems like the safest place in the world to be, right?
So I noticed the guy took a left into like a different area, and I just got real aggressive. Not like threatening, but I got real aggressive and real quick. I said, well, yo, where are you going? Oh, this is a faster route. I said, no, dude, take the other route. Go back real, you know. And I kind of got a little aggressive with him. I said, yo, go back that other way. We don't want to go this way.
Right, right.
And then I think he might have realized, you know, maybe he wasn't planning anything. But if he was, he probably realized, all right, this guy's going to give me a lot of crap if I try to make a move here and mm-hmm. rob him or something like that.
For sure.
And then we went back to the regular route and there was no problem. But, you know, it the red flag, I was like, why are we going down this shady little area, this neighborhood that I've never seen before, right? Like, is this boys waiting there, you know?
Exactly.
So
in, you know, don't you think in 2019 that people are almost, we're all almost conditioned now to not make a big stink about something, mm-hmm. right? Just to kind of be that passive person that's, he must know what he's doing. Or most people probably wouldn't be paying attention.
That's they're the on their thing. Phone. Yeah, yeah.
Doing something. All of a sudden you look up and now something happened.
Yeah.
So again, we're back to what? That awareness. And don't be afraid to stand up. So you've already given three tips that I want the listeners to understand is be aware. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to stand up mm-hmm. and say something.
Yeah.
Say something. Make yourself a hard target, right?
Yeah, seriously. Because, you know, and, you know, I got the law enforcement background, but, I mean, these are easy tips for anyone. You don't have to sit there counter surveillance the whole time, like, okay, we passed, you know, street 654, I just take a quick glance, like, you know the area that you went, you traveled, you know, a couple landmarks. Hey, we passed the McDonald's. I remember passing that. I remember passing this big restaurant on the left over here. You know, just a couple points of interest that you remember, you know, traveling, especially in a new city. Because I go to a lot of new casinos. I just went down to the National Harbor MGM. I just got back there from last weekend. So I'm always traveling to new casinos and new places. And so I always try to take in the environment and, you know, learn from it and just kind of get an idea. Because casinos are designed to be confusing.
Really?
Yeah, so they want you gambling on the floor, you know, because, you know, you get lost, you make a left turn, there's some more slot machines there. So, you know, it is. There's all these, I took some classes in college about, like, casino marketing and stuff, and they have all this stuff built in that it's, like, all psychological. Like, the music they play, the temperature in the room, like, there's so much that goes into it you wouldn't believe.
Wow.
And they make these places confusing. That's why you're like, where the hell are we in this casino? It's never like a perfect square or like a cookie cutter if you've ever been to one.
That would make,
Yeah, because you would know an easy way to get out, right? Mm-hmm. So they make them confusing because you're going to get stuck in the blackjack pit three times. After you pass it the third time, you're going to say, you know what, I'm going to put $20 down. I'm going to put $100 down. And so that's kind of another point that I wanted to bring up is knowing your exits in the casinos.
Right. So now you're leaning kind of more towards the active shooter or event side or something like that?
Yeah, but anything. Fights, mm-hmm. you know, not always active shooter. But, you know, obviously I think that in the back of my mind, you know. But any kind of dangerous situation. I've never seen an active shooter at a casino, but you know what I have seen? I've seen fights break out all the time. You know, late Friday, Saturday night, you got drunk people leaving the club.
Right.
You know, people are being thrown around. And things get, you know, a two-man fight turns into 20, 30 people, you know. So I've seen that before.
You got to grab your chips and go?
Grab your chicks and your woman and or your friends and, you know, get out of there. Now, the good thing about that, too, is, like, I would even say that if your chips are on the table, they're all being monitored. So you can leave your chips there. I mean, money's not worth your life, you know, just like anything.
So they would know that you had this stack of chips to be able to play that back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good point because my thought would have been, oh, I got to grab my chips and put them in my pocket. But
you could.
Again, using that surveillance.
It's there.
You know, like they say, you have to get off an airplane, leave your carry-on and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. You got to get, you know, it's just chips. I mean, they're money. Yeah, granted, you might have a lot. You might think to grab some, but they'll know. I mean, they can replay those tapes. I think a lot of them play for like up to like 60 or 90 days, or they have to keep. I forget what the Casino Control Commission is. It might even be more than that now, because when I was in college, I know they had like a law where they had to keep surveillance for like 90 days on all tables and stuff or something like that.
Really? That's to prevent like you got like people from cheating?
Yeah, you know.
Cheated or something?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. And don't call me on the exact dates because I can't remember what it was. But there's a lot of things that go into the Casino Control Commission. New Jersey's actually pretty strict when it comes to a lot of regulations. So those cameras are being, even though someone might not be staring at them, they got to keep track of all those, document all them. Just like in law enforcement, you know, keeping records and things. They,
for sure.
Casino Control Commission through the state is like the same way.
Wow. So what about weapons?
Like carrying?
Yeah. Is it illegal to carry?
Carry any weapons? You're not really supposed to carry any kind of weapon to the casino. New Jersey, at least, I know that you're not supposed to have any firearms or anything, even if you are licensed to carry or whatnot. I always keep a can of mace in my car.
Okay.
You know, so even though I can't carry my gun or whatnot, I always keep carry my spray in my car. Just so I always have it there. You know, I carry sometimes throw it in my book bag or whatnot, but I always got at least something, you know. But another thing too is you got keys on you, right? Like keep them in your hand. I always say that.
Absolutely.
That's an easy one.
Yeah. So keeping your keys. So awareness, pre-planning, use that security escort if you can.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be flashy if you do win.
Yeah.
And then think about what type of personal weapons or improvised weapons that you could have. Tactical pen, which is TSA approved, which I always push to my clients. Pepper spray, can't have any tasers or firearms on the casino floor.
Or knives, you can't have that.
Or knives.
Okay. I mean, you can understand it, right? Because you know, guys getting pissed off. You know, this is why all these Wild Wild West movies are made of each other shooting each other at the poker table, because you get pissed off and you just lost your mortgage payment.
Yeah.
You know, a guy gets heated and he's got a gun on him.
Emotions are high.
Yeah, it's going to get sketchy quick. But I have seen, which has been nice, more police presence at a lot of these events, especially the bigger poker tournaments, because there's just so many people. There's not security checks coming in and out of the casino, and it always bothers me. Sometimes they've gotten a little better and they ask you to open your book bags, but I mean, I know this past year at the World Series of Poker, I mean, there wasn't any security checks. I mean, you're walking right in, and we're talking thousands of people. I mean, but they have had, what I've seen is, they now have police and dogs walking around, which I like, you know.
Good.
I'm assuming they're they're bomb dogs, not narcotics.
Right, yeah.
You know, because...
Yeah, narcotics hurts one person, bombs hurts everybody.
Yeah, right. So I'm assuming they're mostly bomb dogs they have walking around in there, or maybe explosives or firearms or gunpowder or whatnot they're picking up on. So I have seen more of that. So that's been a little more of an, a little more... I don't know, I guess more of a safety net in my mind, you know, that they're there, and so I haven't seen that. Now, some casinos will have, they'll hire off-duty police officers armed. Now, that's mostly in Vegas, not a lot so much in New Jersey. Once in a while, like during the night, like when they have big nightclubs in Atlantic City, I've seen police presence, like off-duty cops, they'll hire overtime gigs or whatnot there. So there are police, you know, generally in there, and they're there too. So if there's a problem or something shady's going on, you can always obviously approach them.
Right.
They are still law enforcement officers, even though they're working the club or whatever.
See something, say something, right?
Yeah. Simple, still right? Works. But yeah, the other thing was, we started talking about was the exits.
Mm-hmm.
And like we talked about casinos being confusing.
You were saying also, I'd asked you earlier, you don't have to get cash, right? You can get the casino to give you your winnings in different fashions?
Yeah, so, I mean, you can get checks. You can just take chips. You could take a direct deposit. You know, it might take a little extra effort and work to, you know, fill out that paperwork. Some people want to just take their cash and go. You know, it's very easy and feels good rolling out the stack of cash. But, yeah, no, you can get a personal check made out, a cashier's check or whatever, banker's check. You can get a direct deposit set up, wired to your account through the casino. They'll do all that, but it just takes a little extra time, you know, to do that. They'll even deposit online. If you have online poker accounts or gambling accounts, they'll do that. So that way, you know, you don't have to carry, you know, you win a $10,000 score or, you know, whatnot. You don't have to carry that around in your pockets.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. That would be important for me because not so much I'd be worried about getting robbed, I'd be worried about spending it on the way out. I'm like, you know what? I probably shouldn't have this money in my pocket right now.
And that's why they want to give you cash because they know, you know what? Hey, I'll stop by the blackjack table for a couple more. I'll go to the roulette table for a couple extra spins. Or you know what? We're going to go to the restaurant and buy some bottles and pop some champagne. You know what I mean? Like
for sure. They want Grey Goose bottle service, right?
So they, you know, they might make a little, I don't want to say difficult, but they'll take their time definitely processing your check or... But, you know, that extra 10 or 15 minutes, you know, might save you a couple hundred bucks what you'll spend on the floor. Because now I'm the same way, man. I win some money and then I want to go spend at the store or I want to go splurge on some food. I spend my money on food, so I'll go splurge on, you know, a nice restaurant and spend too much at steak dinner. Or
so on a fun side, give me a great restaurant in Vegas to go to. I got to go to Vegas for business in September. What's a great restaurant?
I am a fan of Gordon Ramsay's, and there's a million Gordon Ramsay's. There's like his like burger joint and his like whatever fish and chips. I like the steak. The Gordon Ramsay Steakhouse in Paris is one of my favorite. Highly recommend the Beef Wellington. I don't know if you've ever had it.
I've seen him. His people make it. Really?
Okay. It like literally melts in your mouth, man. I get it like probably every year when I go out there, we have a nice little dinner, we all get together, a bunch of me and my friends, and we usually meet there or somewhere else, but that's my favorite place to meet.
Okay.
So if you're looking for a good steak dinner, man.
Yes.
Gordon Ramsay's Paris, a little expensive.
Right.
You're going to bring the bankroll, you're going to spend it that night, I'll promise you that.
I'll expense it.
But you know what we do is we all, our friends that are out there, we usually build up our comps all week.
Okay.
And then, because they are affiliated with one of the casinos, I won't mention names, but they're affiliated with one of the main casinos that are connected to a lot of other casinos. And so we'll just build up our comps all week for those casinos, and then you're allowed to use your comps at that restaurant. So like half our bill will be comped from what we've made, or hopefully most of it, so it's not as expensive, you know.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
that's
so great. We usually do that. So that's our little get-together near the end of the week. We're either spewing bad beat stories or we're, you know, hopefully up a little bit by the end of the week. But, you know, that's what we like to do. But, yeah, so I would recommend that. So
do you think that people – you said that they plan this. So if you're with the Play USA Casino Media Company and you're out there playing in these poker tournaments, mm-hmm. you're photographed, you might come up on video somewhere, maybe mm-hmm. on ESPN. So then somebody could pick you up even if you're not at the casino, even if you're not maybe a day before, a day after. Mm-hmm. So if you're a target for a little bit, you might be a target for the whole time that you're involved in this thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not on ESPN yet, but you know, my face appears on some of the blogs and Twitter posts and things like that. But some of the bigger guys that had some huge scores, and I'm talking 100,000 plus to $1 million scores. Yeah, their name's out there, and so there's a famous poker player. His name's Doyle Brunson, old time player. And he's been robbed at his house multiple times, and he lives in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And he says he kind of puts it out there as like almost an aggressive tactic. He puts on his Twitter account, he's like, I carry a gun now, like all the time. He like, puts it out there that he's carrying a gun, like, and just lets people know, like, hey, I'm carrying this gun. So,
yeah,
you know, so Las Vegas, Nevada law is a little different with carrying. I think it's a little easier to carry weapons out there, and especially firearms and things like that. Compared to places like New Jersey, but
right.
Definitely your name, you know, just like any celebrity, you're going to be out there once you hit some of these big scores. So, you know, maybe you can't put on there, hey, I bought a gun or something, but maybe you can put on there a picture of you at the bank, like, hey, just deposit all my money at the bank. Yeah. I have nothing in my house. Right. Do not come here.
Exactly. Get a dog, get an alarm.
Yes.
And you'll be good, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, that's something that sticks out, though. People will definitely... the one thing I would say, too, and this is kind of a side note outside of the casino, and this has happened to me multiple times, people will hit you up for money and all the time. You know, ask to borrow money. I have a strong line I say to people. I don't lend money without collateral. I don't give it out, you know, unless you're giving me something that's worth that value. Because I've had someone said, hey, man, I'll let you hold my iPhone for a week. It's worth $300. I need $300 cash or whatever. So I said, if it's not back in a week, I'm selling your iPhone. I'm just letting you know that right now. And it wasn't back, and I sold his iPhone. So that's the only way I lend cash at whatnot, you know. So people hit me up all the time on Twitter and stuff and say, hey, man, can I borrow $50? Can I borrow $100? So I make a strong line. Hey, sorry. I just tell them, Hey, I don't lend to anyone unless I have straight collateral on my hands, so sorry.
So as our listeners could take that, definitely be prepared. If you're going to put on social media that you just did well, expect that and have something prepared, right?
And you know what? It's going to be your friends.
Yeah.
It's going to be family members that are going to hit you up. It's it's not going to be... I mean, I've had random people hit me up. You know, people that I just kind of know through the poker community hit me up on Twitter and ask me to borrow money or whatnot. And, hey, you know, it's always, I'll get it back to you tomorrow. I'll get it back to you. Nah, I just make a strong line. Hey, I don't lend money to anyone. That's all I got to say. Sorry. You know, and make, you don't have to be mean about it. Hey, I don't lend money to anyone. I've had too many problems in the past. I'm owed too much money. Sorry.
Yeah,
very simple. And, they'll get, you know, they might say something else, but the, you just make the hard line and they'll get the point. But, yeah, you put, if you're going to put money out there, you're going to put your pictures of you winning tournaments or big casino winnings, expect that to come right along with it. You're going to get... definitely people hitting you up.
Yeah, so that social media can be a double-edged sword. It gets you out there and gets you involved in the Play USA casino media company and all the things that come along with that.
But
it can also be somebody, a target. You know, your Uber driver, like you said, has your name that he's coming to pick you up.
He knows your address.
He starts Googling you, Googles your address, and there you go.
Hey, tells my buddy, hey, this guy just dropped off. He just won a major tournament.
Yep, and he's a little banged up. He had a couple cocktails.
Yeah, so
that might be something else, right? If you're winning, don't be too banged up, right? Don't be too intoxicated.
Most poker players, at least, don't really drink too much while they're playing.
Okay.
You know, most of them try to. You got your mind's firing a million millions miles a second, so you got a lot of water and energy drinks and coffee and things like that. But you know, once you start winning, you know, and you just want a major score or whatnot. You might have some beers or, you know, some drinks, or you might go out and celebrate. So that is another thing to be careful for. You know, I would highly not recommend at least carrying the cash on you if you're going to get banged up. You know, put the get a check for it made out at that point.
Yeah, and you said earlier about safe deposit boxes.
Yeah, so most and pretty much every casino have safety deposit boxes. They're mostly for their high rollers, but if you got a good stack of cash. So let's say you're playing, so for example, let's say you're going out to an event. Most of these events last a couple weeks. Tournaments will be running a different tournament every day. So like, for example, I got to Vegas for about 2 weeks. Let's say I hit a major score on day one, right, or day two, and I don't feel like carrying the money back and forth to my hotel. Let's say I'm not staying at the hotel where the tournament's at. You can set up a safety deposit box at the casino. They'll probably charge you a very small fee. It'd probably be not much. And sometimes they might comp it if you're like a real high roller, you play a lot. So, you know, because you're going to need that cash. You don't want to get a check made and then you're playing five more tournaments this week and then I got to go cash the check, get them, you know. So this way allows you to keep the cash there. You
can
go home, do your thing, go back to the room, relax, come back the next day, take out what you need to play the next tournament and keep moving on. But yeah, most casinos will have them. You can ask for them at like the cashier's box or ask for a manager. Or one of the VIP hosts, they'll help you set that up.
So it sounds like definitely the casino's on your side for security. They have two, like, I don't say competing goals, like they want you to spend your money, but they don't want you to get robbed and they don't want you to be assaulted. So they'll help you with the security, walking you to your car. They'll have, sometimes you said, off-duty police officers in there. They might have bomb sniffing dogs in there, and they have safety deposit boxes where you could, you know, go back and forth like your own little bank if you need cash over them. So you can, with a little bit of pre-planning, listening to this podcast, a little bit of pre-planning, you know, you can learn. Is there any way that our listeners could reach out to you if they had specific tips? Like, hey, I'm thinking about getting into this, and I want to talk to Anthony directly, you know?
Yeah, so I'm on Twitter. It's probably the easiest way to get a hold of me because I do most of my poker and casino stuff on there. It's Etahogie is the, it's all one word, Etahogie. So Etahogie is, that's my online poker name, so a lot of people know me by that. But that's probably the easiest way to get a hold of me. I'm on there every day, like posting poker stuff, gambling stuff, stuff for Play USA. Play USA is like the ESPN of gambling news, pretty much, is the way I would describe them. So we put out a lot of stuff. So yeah, any questions about anything, that's fine.
So Etahogie.
Yeah, Etahogie. Yeah.
I'll never forget it.
Yeah, it's a great name. People don't forget it. They love it. Yeah, it's
fun. Etahogie. And safetyman.co will link to Etahogie. All right. Anthony, anything else that we didn't hit on today that you wanted to give our friends and listeners to be safe?
No, I think the big thing is just keeping a look around, know your exits, know ways to get out. Don't flash your money too much to that point. And just, you know, the big thing is if you're going to have cash and you're parking in the parking lot, ask for an escort out or walk out with a group of people. That's like the three simplest things right there. Just, you know, that will save you a lot of time, a lot of pain. Just walk out with a group or ask for an escort.
For sure. For sure. Anthony, thanks. This was a fantastic podcast. I hope our guests will learn and be safe and not be scared when they go out to a casino. Thanks for listening to Be Ready with Safety Man. Be Ready with Safety Man podcast on all your podcast streaming ability. Be Ready with Safety Man on RVN TV. Eat a hoagie to find Anthony and learn about gambling safety. Thanks. Come back. Follow, share, like, and subscribe.